One of the issues for a planning committee is how do you get people to stay at the end of a seminar? And there are three tricks that can be used. One, end early enough to beat the traffic. I think we're at least making a shot at that. Secondly, give ethics credit. We've got that one. And third, schedule your best speaker. So we hit, or the planning committee under Melinda Gall's direction, hit all three because we have Jason Bilette to finish us up with 1 hour's worth of ethics. You can check out Jason's bio. He, as a young man, left a big firm, started his own firm, and if you round big, we can get him to 20 years at his own firm. He's a man of varied interests. Very few people, I doubt, have ever had this title, Highland Park Elementary Archery Co-Coach, but Jason does. And one thing that was of interest to me, in 2018, he won the W. Page Keaton Award for Excellence in Continuing Legal Education. That really struck home with me because I am almost assured, since Dean Keaton retired in 1974, that I am the only person in this room who actually had him as my law school dean. But I did. And now you have Jason Bilette to take us finally home. Can we talk ethics?
Thank you so much. All right. So, I haven't done anything. So, a couple things. I'm sorry. Applause. Yes, for Mr. Fox. Yes. All right. So, really quickly, heads up, though. Seriously, like if you're writing an email or something, cut it out. Just stop. Just a second. I need a baseline of the room. All right, so this is the measure. This is what I'm going for by the end, what I'm looking at right now. I get that I'm going to lose you here and there. That is going to happen. But what I'm gunning for is by the end, I've got something that looks a little bit like this. I just wanted to see it one last time before you return to whatever else you're doing and listen to me in the background. Every one of these talks that I do starts out with some case, usually. There's something that happens in my professional life, and then I go, wow, that would be an interesting paper. And I have it brewing around when we do these planning sessions, and I say, I've got this loose idea. I very rarely know where it's going. Like, it's very rare that I actually know what the speech is going to end up being. And this one's no exception. As I go through this, I want you to understand that in the paper I sort of applaud / apologize for, take it for whatever you want. There's a lot in there. Use it as a resource. It'll save you a little bit of time if you end up researching one of these issues. But question led to question led to question led to question. And before I knew it, it was a long paper. I then had to turn it into a presentation and reorganize the whole thing. So just understand that what you're about to watch, if you read the paper, is the exact same content in a very different order for a very specific reason. Before I go any further, I want to thank the University of Texas. You have been a central part of my continuing legal education. I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this because I love it. For the rest of you folks, I'm very glad to see you in person. And a special shout out to Amanda and Harrison. That was awesome and is just an example of what this bar does. I have had the joy of working with both for some time now. My tenure as the chair of the State Bar Labor and Employment section is coming to an end in about 3 weeks, and I will hand that mantle off to a plaintiff's attorney by the name of Tran Trang, who's a great man and a good person. And one of the things I have truly enjoyed about being on that council is that it is half management side, half employee side, and I think we should do that more often. Now, for those of you that have been following me in particular, you know that I used to like to talk about wacky tech stuff, and there is a lot of wacky tech stuff to talk about right now. I ain't going to touch it, because for the last several years, I've kind of moved towards ethics, and I've got a reason, I promise. And again, it'll become apparent at the end. Last person, I've made a little note. I do actually occasionally take notes. I don't always use them, and they're not very long. But I did make a note. I want to encourage all of you to do Judge Pittman a solid. If you're not aware of the fact that we now have one of the busiest civil dockets in the country in the Western District of Texas, Austin Division, and one of the busiest criminal dockets in the country in the Western District of Texas, Austin Division, and currently have one active sitting judge, Judge Pittman,